You're listening to the Furlough Bros Tech Podcast, episode 70, a very controversial episode.
This week was a weird week for Apple. Basically, they announced one of their most profitable quarters ever, and then their stock took a giant dump, and then they announced one of their most profitable quarters ever, and then their stock took another plunge. Now, we don't talk about stocks very much here. We talk about sports more than we talk about stocks, which is curious because
the way it should be.
Because stocks actually have to do with tech companies. But
I was reading about a podcast that they were saying that they used to talk about like software development.
Yeah.
And then they had this realization that they said, no, we want to be a podcast that software developers would like to listen to, not a software development podcast. Does that make sense? So
yes.
Podcast for software developers. And so then that actually freed them up to talk about more than just software development, because they figured right. If they were into a topic, other software developers would be into it.
Which is actually the reason why we talk about, it's funny. This is a little bit inside baseball, but it's the reason why we talk about this stuff is because we realize that hopefully part of what you find entertaining is more than just what we talk about, but our relationship, which these are the sort of things we talk about. We just keep a little more focused on the show than normally. But anyways, one of the big reasons that we don't talk about stocks on this show is because the stock market is stupid. Because stocks almost never have anything to do with the performance of a company. And that's actually the reason why we don't talk about stocks, because stocks have about as much to do with of what technology a company is developing as the sports teams that they're buying. They're like literally that closely related. But the media really trumps it up as Apple stock price is dropping. That must mean that their future is like, you know, terrible. Like they try to jimmy up these like explanations. And the reason why they do that is because by coming up with these explanations and adding to a general zeitgeist, a general thought, a general narrative, they can drive the stock different places. And if you follow how the markets work at all, short sales, short stocks, if you invest in short stocks, you make money when the stock falls. And if you buy long, that's basically you're buying stock that will make you money when it goes up, which is, you know, your more traditional type of investing. It's actually not even, though. Long investing is, like, not necessarily traditional. There's, like, buying and selling stock because you believe in a company and you want to have influence over it, which is what
big investors do.
Well, I was going to use big investors don't, though. That's the thing. Big investors buy mutual funds, or they get into hedge funds. What individual people?
It is so clear that you have stepped outside of your realm of expertise right now.
Well,
which is we don't talk about stocks.
That's another reason. But okay, wait a second. Let me start here. Huge investors that can buy like 10% of a company. They buy single stocks because they want to help control a company. Steve Jobs traded 10% of Disney stock because he wanted to help control and direct Disney. That was part of what that deal was. When you get into like your individual, like, but most of, and especially Apple is a real classic example of this, where most of the traders that are most of the direction that Apple stock is going it's not being driven by people that are buying and holding on to a stock because the company's doing well to, you know, help control the future of the stock. Most of it's being controlled by either your mutual fund investors who are buying a lot of different stocks, or your index stock investors, or they're being controlled by your hedge fund managers, which do a lot of the short and long selling, trying to play the market. And what basically is going on is Apple, the for a mutual fund investor, if you own a ton, you own a million shares of Apple or whatever, or 100,000. Let's throw that number out there. You own 100,000 shares of Apple. If it goes up a few dollars, that's great news. It goes down a few dollars, that's terrible news. But one of the big ways that they get their bonuses is through dividends, where basically you get paid X number of dollars per stock that you own. And the dividends are not usually huge. They're usually a couple bucks per stock, $1, $2, $3. Now, if you own 10 shares, that's $30.
Between, oftentimes, are around 3%.
Right. Yes. Okay. And the reason why I say $1, $2, $3 is because Apple did its first dividend in forever, and it was like a buck and a half per share. And so if you own 10 stocks, you're an individual owner. It doesn't really make a lot. It doesn't do that big of a thing for you. But if you're a mutual fund investor and you got $100,000, that's $100,000 payday. That's a huge amount of money. That's cash in your pocket. That's not stock price increases. And so they tend to buoy a stock based on who grows consistently, who has dividends. Whereas the long sellers and the short sellers that are really going for the quick ups and downs of a stock, the hedge fund managers, they're really big into tracking what the stock's going to do tomorrow, the next day, the next week, and the next month. And they don't really care beyond that. And so they're really into like driving the stock up and down, up and down, up and down, getting all crazy with it. Well, mutual fund holders are really into dividends, and they buoy a stock.
I don't know if I would say that.
But. Well, okay. I understand what you're saying.
Well, that they're only a small subset of mutual funds are actually dividend-paying stocks. Most of them are growth stocks. Growth
you're right. You're right. Okay.
Go ahead and just jump to the conclusion, I think.
So, yeah, okay.
Because I feel like I'm getting lost/bored.
All right. Fair enough. Basically what's going on here is Apple is not doing one of the traditional things that of growth stocks, which is growing consistently and paying dividends. The two things that mutual funds really like, which if you've got a ton of mutual funds that are all buying your stock, and so a huge amount of your stock is owned by mutual funds, then you're very consistent because mutual funds move slow, whereas the hedge funds move fast. And so what you're seeing is Apple's stock just jerk around all over the place, skyrocket it for a year, and then just plunge for a year, which is relatively quickly. And that has a lot to do with the fact that they're mostly controlled by hedge funds, because the hedge funds, they get into the business of quite illegally sometimes spreading disinformation, talking about how setting expectations super high so that Apple misses their expectations, or setting expectations of the stock is going to crash, it's going to be terrible because, you know, they totally blew this deal and they're not going to sell any iPhones. And so a lot of Apple's, like, a lot of the rumors and stuff around Apple has everything to do with controlling their stock price. It has nothing to do with the technology that they're developing or their sales or the people that are working for them. Is basically what I'm getting at is there's no correlation there. So Apple had this like killer quarter. They sold an unbelievable number of phones, and iPads and iPad minis. And if you like really get into it, you know, there are some general trends, like the iPad didn't sell quite as many as they wanted to, but the iPad mini sold like crazy. The iPhone 4 is dominating in America, but is selling really poorly in China, which is something that we talked about a couple weeks ago. That shouldn't be shocking news because Android is selling like crazy in China, as long as it's completely stripped of anything that would make it profitable for Google, like Google Search or Gmail. All those things aren't there. So no American companies are making money in China right now, except Microsoft with Lumias. Because they're selling decently well, they don't need to sell money to have it. They don't need to sell many to have it be a big deal for them, and they're still making money off of it. To say all this, I think what you're going to like expect this to happen. Apple's going to start paying huge dividends and doing stock buybacks in the next year. I think that's going to change because there's just this general trend of the fact that it's like, you know, that Jim Cramer's been really like pounding the drum on this. And basically Jim Cramer was like, this is what happened. Steve Jobs got away with being a jerk to his investors forever because he's Steve Jobs. Tim Cook is doing exactly what Steve Jobs did, except that he's not Steve Jobs, so it's not cool anymore. So how about you stop that? I mean, and the example that they give is that right now they have like $137 billion in liquid assets, and their market cap, how much their company is worth if you take the number of stocks times the dollars that they're worth, mm-hmm. there it was like 400 and something billion. So literally, if they were just to buy a bunch of stock, they could like raise their stock price by an extra quarter, because it's worth a quarter the liquid money, the actual dollar right. bills that they have. So it's unbelievable how much money they have. They're totally out of whack. They have no stated plans for it. It's like, what the heck would you do with that much money as a company anyways? Like, buy Microsoft? Like, honestly, what are you guys doing? And it's just one of those like crazy things where there's no reason for a company to have that much money. And it was exciting when they had $60 billion because they could make a crazy purchase like buying Nokia at that point in cash assets. And it was really exciting because maybe there was a plan. And now it's become obvious that there is no plan. They just want a lot of money.
I don't even know if you'd say they want a lot of money. I just think they don't know what to do. That is not right. Clearly that is not a strong competency at whoever their CFO is right now.
Right.
Oppenheimer. Yeah, he just doesn't appear to have the skills to handle that kind of situation. I mean, it's a great one to right. be in where you're just like, yeah, we make a bazillion dollars, it's amazing. But it's just not the best handling of the cash that you would like to see.
Right. Right. And I guess so all of this to get into, I think it's interesting to complain about the stock market. I like to, because I like to complain about the stock market.
It's gambling if you buy single stocks.
Pretty easy, much
done. And Apple is a perfect proof case of that.
Right, because you're fighting giant investors that are trying to mess with the stock all over the place. But what's interesting in all of this is that there was, I think, a very telling thing that came out in this quarterly earning. And I'm coupling that with a rumor that seemed to have gotten a little bit of play.
Which I always true.
Yeah. So there was a lot of talk over the last few weeks about next generation iPhones. And when I say there's a lot of talk in that last couple of weeks, there's always a lot of talks. If you pay any attention, everybody's always got rumors. But one of the two consistent rumors, or the three consistent rumors out there, are about the next generation of the iPhone, which is this, and they basically say there won't be a refresh until next September or October, which should have been listening to us. We've been saying that forever. Obviously, that's the case. But the big thing is that they're talking about the fact that there's going to be three new iPhones. There'll be the iPhone 5S, which will be basically the iPhone 5, but you know, a small bump in performance, like every
always.
S version. Yeah, cool. That's awesome.
Hey, I own an S version. Love it.
Yeah, exactly. And I own the iPhone 5, and I'll probably be jealous that I'll have an S. I'll get white out and I'll like put it on there, so it's cool.
Like, man, I want the H.265.
Exactly. Oh my goodness. Why did you say that? Now that's going to be bothering me until it launches. And it's just going to be, by that point, the fever to get that quite great.
You're welcome.
Thanks. I hadn't even crossed my mind that, yeah, that's right. I will be missing out on that for the next 2 year and a half. Fantastic. Stupid phone. Why did I buy this?
yeah, you should have just waited till the next generation. I mean, that really, that's the solution to all
exactly.
of this.
Exactly. But the other two rumors were the iPhone Math, which everybody was like, what the heck is an iPhone Math? And then it turns out that that the code name was iPhone Plus. And that just got translated as iPhone Math. I think it's kind of funny.
Dude, we should start calling this, it's a Google Math Hangout.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. That's
Google Math.
That's totally going to be what it is. I'm down for that. And but basically that's going to be like, that is a test model for like a 4.5, 4.65 inch iPhone screen.
Oh, so
basically
it's
a big screen iPhone. Yeah, exactly. And a phablet. I like that. And
PS, I'm making a bet. Cause HP said that it's going to have to get back into the, you know, the phone space and probably the tablet space.
Yeah.
And in their, and one of the things that Meg Whitman was saying in
Meg Whitman
in one of her speeches was that, you know, there's people are, it's annoying to have to carry around a phone and a tablet and a computer, right? They're like, it's just, we have all this stuff. Ooh. There was consolidation and now we're building it back out again. And she's like, and people are looking for consolidation, and which eventually led to these convertibles,
right,
which is, you know, those tablet laptop things where instead of it just rotating and going down, you actually can pull off the screen and it becomes a tablet.
Right. Okay. I see what
she was talking about that. Yeah. So there's zero insider information here whatsoever. I'm in a completely different division. I'm just listening to the thought. You know, I'm just going to the next logical conclusion here.
Yes.
Is I'm willing to bet that HP gets into the phablet space, which is such a stupid word.
That is really stupid. Whatever. Did you hear that somewhere else, or did you make that up? Because
I heard it somewhere else.
Oh, dang it.
Yeah, it's the right in between the phone and tablet.
And the tablet, yeah.
It's the phablet.
Well, it's like the Galaxy S2, or not the Galaxy S2, but the Galaxy Note 2.
Yeah, no, and that's what they call that. That's the example. That's the poster child of it. So I could see HP get into that. I don't even know how big it is. Like, what is it? 6 inches? 5.5?
Yeah, it's
inches?
Huge. It's, I mean, like, some... yeah, it's gigantic.
It's ridiculous.
It is actually ridiculous. And it's too small to be a tablet. It's too big to be a phone. I'm sorry. Like, I don't get. Yeah, it's. You know who buys that? You know who buys it? It's people who. Okay, this is gonna sound awful, but people who buy that are people who can't afford the tablet. The unsubsidized tablet, but want a tablet and can't justify just having the phone. They need the tablet, but they need the subsidy of the phone. That's
hey,
what buys it.
And, all I'm saying, and I'm telling you, what I'm saying is that they're going to come out and say,
yeah,
it could be, I mean, which is Samsung's whole thing. They're like, it's a smartphone for business people because you can, because their whole, the commercial on Hulu is you can be watching like a sales presentation and be taking notes at the same time because you can run two apps at the same time.
Yeah, that functionality works awfully. Awfully.
Okay, well, whatever. My point being, I could see HP get into that space as a form of a convertible. They don't do tablets, they don't do phones, they still do PCs, don't even do PCs, but they do,
it's going to run WebOS.
These complets and phablets. I don't know what you call these.
Complets.
These tables?
Tables, yeah, really.
Or what do they know? They'd be tutors? Computers? Anyways, whatever.
Maybe they'll finally take the built-in Pico projector mainstream.
Oh, yeah. That would be cool. But anyways, yeah, total side note. That could be what the – and then there could be – it'd be the HP Math, basically.
Yeah, the HP Math. I like
and they would actually, like, spell it out just to be counterculture.
Right. They totally would.
No. It would have to be the word smart in it. That's what
I was gonna say. It'd be the
and then a whole bunch of numbers.
It'd be the smartphone smart.
it'd be the smartphone 265 plus H 11Z.
Right.
The Z would stand for wireless.